Hello, my name is Isaac Keith Martinez, and welcome to Isaac's Haunted Beard. Today, we are going to talk about a film from the year 2024, a film from Japan called Hot Spring Shark Attack. A tourist town in Japan called Atsumi has a new resort, with its most popular attraction being hot springs. However, visitors have been disappearing as sharks pop up in the hot springs and attack the bathers. As it turns out, the people who made the resort had drilled deep into the ground of Atsumi, awaking ancient sharks who have very spongy, stretchy bodies. They can squeeze into pipes and then come out of the other side to attack people in hot springs. As the film continues, the sharks don't stop their attacks at just hot springs. They also start traveling through pipes and appearing in people's bathtubs. The attacks become common and widespread. It gets to the point where if you take a bath, you're going to get eaten by a shark. It is also discovered that these ancient sharks have methane in them. So when people shoot at them, they open their mouths, releasing the gas and blowing people up. The only person who seems to be able to survive these attacks is a silent mystery man with large muscles, who seems to be able to either breathe underwater or hold his breath for long periods of time, I'm not sure. But he fights the sharks with his bare hands. He beats them up. He's like the film's superhero character. But the film does not center around him. He's just part of the story. It is because of him that the chief of police survives a shark attack. However, because he was bitten by these ancient sharks, he is now infected with an ancient pathogen. When you look at the chief, who is now bedridden, he looks like he's glowing with purple skin. He can be helped, though. An anecdote can be retrieved from one of the ancient shark's fins. The mayor of the town and a marine biologist make a submersible from a 3D printer and join forces with the mystery hero to retrieve the anecdote from a shark's fin, while also battling the sharks to save the town. But can they accomplish this before the government, who has evacuated the town, blows the whole town up to get rid of the sharks? Ladies and gentlemen, this movie's kind of wacky. This is not a movie for people who only like serious movies. This is kind of an absurd film. It very much reminds me of the sharksploitation films that are popular on the Sci-Fi Network. Over the years, the Sci-Fi Network has been making a lot of horror slash comedy shark films with CGI sharks popping up in very unusual places. I'm a fan of those movies. They're silly. I'm silly. They're fun to watch if you're in the right frame of mind. They usually get marathons about once a year whenever Shark Week pops up. This movie reminds me of that movie, except this movie is from Japan. So it is in Japanese. There are subtitles. And it made me wonder, where did they screen this film? Because with our wacky shark films, we see them on the Sci-Fi Network. Where did Hot Spring Shark Attack screen? Did they show this on television? Is this a straight-to-video film? Did it play in theaters? And who is it for? There are a lot of times during the movie where I felt like I was watching a movie that was intended for kids. Even though one might think that any movie with killer sharks is potentially considered a horror film, it didn't really play like a horror film for me. It had too much silliness to be scary. It was more of a comedy. And the addition of the silent, muscular superhero character that could beat up sharks with his bare hands made it feel like he was the type of character that kids would love. And yet I get that a lot of movies that feel like they're intended for kids are just kind of meant for everyone. So not just kids, but also adults that are kids at heart, like myself. I did try to look into this question, and the best I could come up with was that the film was released online in a lot of different countries, but it did play at a film festival in a, I can't remember what country, I should have wrote it down. Not Japan, though, and not America. But I was mostly curious, in Japan, the country that it was made, how was it released, and the additional curiosity of who is it specifically intended for. As far as the movie being released, I was tickled to discover that the American release date for the film, which specifically in America what that meant was watching it online, which is the way I saw it on Amazon Prime, the American release date for the movie was July 10th, and the reason that tickles me is because that's my birthday. And it was not this year, it was last year, 2024. The movie itself was brought to my attention from my pal Kylie50Fox, who gave me the opportunity to watch this on Amazon Prime. And if you're curious, you can rent it on Amazon Prime right now. This is the kind of movie that normally I would be able to discover on my own, because these kinds of movies definitely reach me and my absurd movie radar, but normally it's because of channels like the Sci-Fi Network that I watch stuff like this. Being that this movie is Japanese, from Japan, I can't guarantee I ever would have found out about this movie if it wasn't for Kylie. Being that, in my opinion, and I don't think this is a stretch here, for the most part, I consider this movie a comedy. It does ask the question, is the movie funny? Or more specifically, I mean, I'm the person who's talking about it, that I find it funny. My answer is, I liked the idea of it. I thought the idea of it was funny, but it didn't really make me laugh out loud, which does not mean by any means that I didn't think it was funny. Like, sometimes I think something is funny, even though it doesn't make me laugh out loud. I just kind of react in my mind, like, oh, that's a funny concept. Oh, that's clever. But it doesn't specifically tickle me. It was that kind of experience for me. I thought it was consistently funny in my mind, but I wasn't actually reacting to it by physically laughing. But yeah, there was a lot of funny moments and concepts. One in particular that I really liked was, there was a moment early on in the film where they explain that popular influencers were discovering that all these shark attacks were happening in the town of Atsumi. So they started flocking to Atsumi so they could start live streaming and vlogging. And of course, at this point in the movie, the shark attacks had not become like a full-on epidemic yet. So it was almost just like a rumor that shark attacks were responsible for these people's disappearances and deaths. So they don't believe it. So they're going to film themselves or live stream themselves, you know, taking baths in these hot springs. Like, ooh, look at me. I'm in the dangerous hot spring. And then, of course, then you have these like series of moments where the sharks are just popping up and attacking them one by one. For the record, like the Sci-Fi Network, the shark films, most of the scenes with the sharks are CGI. Not no Jurassic Park Steven Spielberg CGI. No, this is tacky, cheaply done CGI, which is charming in its own way. I think when you're dealing with a movie that's as absurd as this, you almost kind of want the sharks to look bad. But there are some scenes where they get really close up to the shark and it kind of looks like a puppet, which is also in its own way very charming. There isn't much information I could find out about this movie online. The director did mention that he was influenced by Jaws and Deep Blue Sea, but he also said he was influenced by Shin Godzilla. So that's a neat combination. There are moments in the film where, or speaking for myself, it got a little confusing. Like, for instance, they established that the sharks can squeeze through pipes, which gives them the ability to pop up into any bathtub or hot spring. But then there's all these other moments in the film where people are running around outside and they're on solid ground, but then all of a sudden the ground would turn watery, like a puddle would appear, and then sharks would pop up and attack them and just snatch them on the sidewalks. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I didn't quite understand how they explained why the sharks could do that. But then also, like, I didn't care. Like, I felt like the movie was so silly to begin with. I feel like when you're this silly, you should be given a pass. Like, if you're voluntarily going on this journey, you buy the ticket, you take the ride. Normally, I wouldn't do reviews about these sharksploitation films because there's so many of them. Sci-Fi Network, it feels like they've done, I don't want to say hundreds, but at least tens of them, right? But this one seems to warrant special attention since it's from Japan, and it just makes me wonder, is there a whole subgenre of Japanese sharksploitation films that I don't know about, or is this the one? I don't know. I just liked that I got to see it, and I thought it'd be worth sharing with those of you who might also find this of interest. All right, there you go. Just another little micro episode for you. Thank you for spending time with your old haunted pal. Until we do this again, I want you to do me a favor, won't you? Please take care of yourself and each other. Aloha.